Well, today, big news in Arizona. Apple announcing it will build chips in the U.S. for the first time in nearly a decade, a key step in reducing its reliance, obviously, on Asian-based manufacturing. Apple CEO Tim Cook spoke today alongside President Biden at the site of a new plant being undertaken by Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing in right outside of Phoenix. And our Debbie Wu is there. Debbie is Bloomberg Deputy Taipei Bureau Chief. She is live in Arizona. This is a big step for TSMC, isn't it not, Debbie?
Oh, naturally. So, this is the first time that TSMC is spending such a huge amount of money to build up advanced chip making facilities in the U.S. I mean, previously they have already had a modest plant in the state of Washington, but their investment in Arizona is really something that President Biden characterized as a potential game changer for the country to help with U.S. efforts to bring the tech supply chain home and to build more advanced chips in the U.S.
It's got a huge political side to it, of course, as you've just alluded to.
Definitely. So, for President Biden, as he signed the Chips and Science Act into law in August, he's been trying to champion the Chips Act and then other bills that helps create high-paying jobs in America. So that'll be important to his re-election bid for 2024. And at the same time, over the past 3 years, we have seen a shortage of chips that has affected U.S. companies and cost them hundreds of billions in sales. So it would be important for the Biden administration to show that it will be able to ensure that such disruption don't happen again, and then it doesn't affect big companies like car makers that employs a lot of workers, and to make sure that American workers will have a economic safety, and then to ensure that President Biden's re-election campaign will be smooth.
It's extremely, I think, a sophisticated manufacturing process. It's not as though you can flip a switch and begin making semiconductors. Do we know how long it will take before this factory becomes fully operational?
So you are correct. It usually takes at least 2 to 3 years to complete the construction of such advanced plants. And so TSMC's first plant in Arizona will begin production next year. And then their second plant will come under, will start construction in the coming year and will start production in 2026. So it does take some time for these plants to come online.
Debbie, good stuff. Thank you so much for being with us. Enjoy your time in Arizona and safe travels back to Taiwan. Debbie Wu is Bloomberg Deputy Taipei Bureau Chief.